From Norwalk to New Canaan, from Monroe to Milford, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. One of the things we care most about on this show is education altogether. 203-333-9422. We welcome now to the show Dr. Dwayne Smith, who was appointed to the position of Chief Executive Officer at Housatonic Community College. And he has more than 30 years experience. It looks like he hails. It's either from Missouri or Missouri, depending, I think, on where you come from. Right? Isn't that right? It's one or the other. We say Missouri here, but what do we know? And Dr. Smith, I understand you were a Fulbright scholar, and you were leading an NSF grant of $5 million. You care a lot about STEM programs and higher education, and you have a very impressive background. Welcome to Connecticut. Welcome to Connecticut. Hello.
Thank you. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me on your show. You do your homework quite well.
Well, that's easy to do. That's easy to do. So you got here in May of 2020. Is this your first time living here in Connecticut, Dr. Smith?
Yes, I actually arrived here July 6th. I started my stint here at Housatonic as the CEO. I was formerly in Missouri. I call it Missouri. And so you're right on track. But I was president of what they call a historically black institution in Missouri, and actually retired. I've been in higher education 37 years to be exact, okay. And was very deliberate in coming to Connecticut, Bridgeport, and Housatonic, and I'm excited about being here.
Yes. So, well, welcome. We're excited to have you here. So tell us about this thing called the Equity Project that you want to talk about at Housatonic. What is it?
Sure. The Equity Project is really an opportunity for Housatonic and the community to help our under-resourced and low-wealth students. This year has been a tremendous year, not just with COVID, but issues of social and racial and economic justice, and this is our response to address the inequities that our students are experiencing from economic insecurity, loss of jobs, the wages, and just a variety of things that put them at a disadvantage in them earning their degree. So we're hopeful through the resources that we will gather through this equity project that we can help our students.
So does that mean, so if I am a student or the parent or grandparent of somebody that may want to go to Housatonic, am I calling up, your admissions department and saying, can you tell me more about what does it mean for my kid to be involved in the equity project? Or is this something that administration is looking at their entering class and identifying people and then offering them further benefits?
Actually, it's a combination of both. So we're actually looking at students who are currently here. We're actually kicking it out very quickly. Most projects of this nature, they raise money and then they will start the project. But because it's so critical that we get funds in the hands of our students who are really, really struggling, that we're actually kicking it off next semester. So our first cohort of students will be established in the spring semester, which is January 2021. And then we hope to continue this with the contributions of the community. And I'm so, I believe so much in education that I'm committing $10,000 of my personal funds to do this. And I'm not a wealthy man by a long shot, but I realize the transformative power of education. I grew up impoverished and had lack of opportunities. And it was through education that allowed me to achieve those things you cited in my bio.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing to do. You're putting your money where your mouth is. That's really a cool
thing.
That's
right. That's right. That's right.
I love that. So when you go to Housatonic Community College, let me talk about a little bit so that the audience hears this. What would be a barrier to entry, or putting it the other way, what kind of a kid should be applying to Housatonic if they're not already a student there? What is your profile? Who do you want there?
Okay, so we're a very diverse campus, probably one of the most diverse in terms of ethnicity, age, background. And so we want all types of students, but we do attract a number of individuals. About 55% of our scholars come from the Bridgeport area. And we understand that Bridgeport in many communities are under-resourced. And so our goal is to assist those students that come to our campus. And it's not the barriers are not that we have at Housatonic, meaning that when a student attends Housatonic, they have an excellent educational experience. It's just the kind of the economic piece that presents barriers. So 72% of our students are going to school part-time because they have to work. You know, they work several jobs. Right. You'll see them all about in the community. You see that they're raising families. And so those are the barriers to success. And so it's an economic equity issue. And so our goal is to lessen that burden through this particular project.
And so what would it take to qualify, for example, for a grant so that you don't have to pay to get your degree at Housatonic?
So we have many types of programs. And so, you know, the cost to attend Housatonic is very reasonable. I believe it's like less than $5,000 for the entire academic year. So in a sense, a student can receive a full Pell grant. That's a grant money that you don't pay back. That can cover tuition, but we also understand there are other expenses as it relates to going to college, going to Housatonic. So you know, if you have to have your rent, you have food, you have all these different other areas that are critical for your success. And so our goal is to provide that buffer with those, you know, to help students in those particular areas.
Now, it says here, we're chatting with Dr. Dwayne Smith, 203-333-9422, if you want to ask a question. It says, the Equity Project will provide financial assistance to help students remain in school. Because what happens, I guess, is, and particularly for your universe of students who are already juggling a full life, if they lose a job unexpectedly or somebody gets ill in the family and they have to take off time, then they can't take classes that semester. And once you stop, it's hard to get back on. So, you know, what is it that you can offer people where real life takes over and they say, you know what, I can't do it this semester? Like, how do you help people stay in?
So it's a combination of things. It's one, the financial support. You know, we can encourage students to stay. However, but if you know, if you have these life challenges, it's very difficult to continue. And as you shared, when a student stops out, that meaning that they just leave for a short period of time, they can move towards being a dropout, meaning that they will not go back to college. And the COVID crisis has hit. Schools like Housatonic more deeply than other schools because these are communities that are disproportionately not victimized, but they're part of those individuals who test positive. So basically, our goal is to provide the financial support, but also provide the emotional support. We have a cadre of advisors, staff members, faculty members who care about our students. And oftentimes, it just means that, you know, here's some support. You can make it. You can do it. And I personalized this journey because that's what I had to do. I had to kind of overcome certain obstacles, financial obstacles, emotional obstacles to earn the degrees that I have. And that really the same principle exists for our students here at Housatonic.
I think you're right. I mean, I think that's something we don't talk about enough is the value of a personal connection. I had a relationship with one of my professors at Johns Hopkins University years ago, and I took as many courses as he could offer. He was a con law professor. And you know what? I have to tell you, I think he might have even – I don't know if he invited us to his house one night for dinner or something, but like I felt like he cared about me and I was lost. I was a poli sci in a sea of actual science. Dr. Smith, I was like, as my daughter would say, I was like arts and crafts when everyone else was doing science. and you know, but the personal connection that I had with one teacher, you know, led to my career. I mean, it just did.
Yeah.
I mean, it just had me take off. I went to law school, then now I'm a judge, blah, blah. But and I won the award at NYU and Con Law because this one teacher, you know, turned on my mind in such a way and took a personal interest in me that that's what it took. And I think that that is really what it's about. When somebody makes a phone call and says, how are you doing? And listens. And then says, well, maybe we can help with this for this semester. If we could do this, would it help you stay in? And then somebody feels like they're not, you know, alone. They're not the only
That's
one
right.
trying to get themselves moving. It makes a huge difference, doctor. Huge difference.
And guess what? Our students are just like you, with the same dreams and aspirations, but with the right support, they're able to reach those heights that you just shared. And so part of the component of this equity project is a retention project. It's more or less to provide these resources so students can continue. But part of this is part of the scholars in this equity project. They will connect with our women's center. You know, they will connect with our men's center. So there's different types of activities, connections, service learning opportunities for students to engage in the larger community, not only at Housatonic, but the large community at Bridgeport. And what I found that over the years that when students connect, it's called academic integration, social integration.
Yes.
They're more likely to keep persistent. So a component of this equity project is that.
It's fantastic. I will say that it's interesting to me because I see that the initiative is led by something called the HCC Foundation, and that what you're asking is you're asking for community support, R.C. Bigelow, M&T Bank, you yourself, other local foundations. So if you want to contribute to this, this is something where you're soliciting help from the community. Is that right?
That's correct. And then I also want to share that the Ernest and Joan Trez Foundation, they provide support over the years. They've been so supportive of Housatonic, and they was a special champion providing a gift to get this jump started. But basically, that's what we need. We need the community support. I mean, no gifts is small or large for Housatonic. And as I shared before, this will go right into the hands of the students. And we're grateful to our foundation, the Housatonic Foundation, for actually envisioning this project, as well as our executive director, Christy Jelinek, and she is the contact person if one would like to more information about it, also to contribute. You know, we have a website, www.housatonic.edu/equity, and it gives all the information. There's wonderful stories about how our students were able to overcome such life challenges, from homelessness to poverty to, I mean, just all types of things that would break the spirit of individuals. But our students persist, and they go on to do this wonderful work in the communities. And this equity project is a way to allow more of our students, more of our scholars, to reach their highest promise and potential.
So, Dr. Smith, one more thing. It's such a pleasure to get to know you. Hopefully I'll get to meet you in person. So tell me, what do you like most about Connecticut since you're here?
Well, I would say I love the weather.
Do you? I do, too.
It's funny. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I got hired, this is in the summer, and everyone said, just wait till you get this Connecticut winter. And so, you know, I heard about the nor'easter, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And I just thought that, you know, my power would go off, I would lose water. But it was the weather here is similar to the Midwest. I mean, it's similar. But I love the ingenuity, the excitement, the promise. You know, there are some challenges that I've heard about and I've really witnessed. But I also am grateful to be at a place that embraces change. You know, this, again, going back to this equity project, this is something that the entire community has embraced. And so those are the wonderful things that I call, you know, I seem like I've been here for years. I've just only been here 6 months, but I call it home.
Yeah. Well, welcome. I think you're going to love Connecticut. I love it so much. I love living here.
Yes.
I do. I think the people here are, you know, a lot of people here have a lot to share, and they want to share it, and they want to give people a leg up, and they want society to end up being just and fair, and there's a lot of energy devoted to that here. I think you're going to really like it here. And so welcome. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And just appreciate having an opportunity to serve Housatonic Community College. We have a saying, it's a great day to be at Housatonic. And I truly believe that because of, again, the energy of our faculty, staff, and students, and even the diligence and the temerity of our scholars that really move forward in spite of situations and conditions. And so we want people to grow and prosper, not because of, but due to the things that we do. And the Equity Project actually is one of those things that addresses that. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the support, you know, through the community. When we share it, everyone is enthused about it. They embrace it. But then, you know, you have to put your money where your mouth is, as you said earlier, and that we are hopeful that this thing will grow and take off.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Duane Smith. You can find out more about this project at housatonic.edu/equity. And the community is looking for more help for this. And I want to thank you, Dr. Duane Smith, for being on our show today. Please come back and say hi to the gang at Housatonic for us, okay? Thank you
very
much.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.